Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, how exciting. With the presidential race headed for the finish line, and we got to hear President Trump and Vice President Biden debate the issues. What a waste of time. All they did was talk over each other with interruptions and insults. Biden said Trump was been the worst president that America has ever had. And after a number of interruptions, Biden told President Trump to shut up. And President Trump pounded Biden for his role to make the United States a socialist country. I don't think the public learned much from that debate. Well, let's turn to farming and agriculture. We have not been blessed with good prices. You can blame the coronavirus and all the supply disruptions or overproduction. Ohio State University projects that prices for next year won't be any better. $3.40 per bushel for corn and $8.50 for soybeans. Well, I hope they are a little better than that. In the last month, we have seen some better prices. The government support programs for agriculture have been very helpful. Without that money, there would be a lot more bankruptcies. However, farmers and ranchers cannot take for granted this money will continue to flow. We will have to survive without it in the future. Not counting this year, U.S. farm subsidies fall below what is spent by other developed countries. According to statistics from the OECD, the world governments spend $2 billion a day on farm subsidies. $2 billion a day. The 54 leading countries in the world spend $700 billion a year supporting farmers. Now, my position is that developed nations should work together in cutting market-distorting subsidies and get rid of the non-tariff trade barriers. But it won't be easy. As challenging as the farming economy has been, we have others hurting even more. We have families without the money to pay the rent, buy food and medicine. One in four Americans have less than $400 in savings. Millions have no savings at all. Okay, last of all, hats off to Orion Samuelson, who has just announced that he will retire from farm broadcasting at the end of this year. No one has done a better job of telling agriculture's story to the public. Thank you, Orion, for your leadership and your friendship. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.